She gave me the photo. I was by now kneeling beside her, and I saw a younger Josie sitting outdoors at a table made from rough wooden planks. Even the seating was planks, and sitting beside her was the mother, less thin and with her hair cut shorter than now. I was interested to see a third figure at the table, a girl who I estimated as 11 years old, wearing a short jacket made of light cotton. Because the stranger girl was sitting with her back to the photographer, I couldn't see her face. The sun's patterns were visible all over them, falling across the tabletop. Behind Josie and the mother was a blurred black and white pattern. I inspected this carefully, then said, "This is a waterfall." "Yep. You ever seen a waterfall, Clara?" "Yes. I saw one in a magazine at the store. And look, you're eating right in front of the waterfall." "You can do that at Morgan's Falls. Have lunch while the spray covers you. You're eating your food, then you realize your shirt's soaked in the back." "That can't be good for you, Josie." "It's okay when it's warm, but you're right. On a chilly day, you gotta sit further away. There's plenty of seating, though, because people don't know about Morgan's Falls so much." She reached out a hand, and I returned the photo to her. She looked at it again and said, "Maybe it's only me and Mom think it's special, and that's why it's never crowded. But we always have a great day there." "I do hope you'll be strong enough this weekend." "Sunday's always the best day for Morgan's Falls. There's a good atmosphere on Sundays. It's like the waterfall knows it's about being a day of rest."